What a finish for the Blackhawks, winning their second Stanley Cup in four seasons. Just when you figured the Stanley Cup final was headed to a Game 7 at the United Center with the Bruins leading 2-1, the Blackhawks pulled goalie Corey Crawford and scored the tying goal at 18:44 by Brian Bickell. And then 17 seconds later, the Hawks continued putting the heat on goalie Tuukka Rask, who was beaten in front of the net by Dave Bolin at 19:12, forcing the Bruins to pull Rask. But that strategy would not work, as Doc Emmerich of NBC described the final moments to Hawk history.
Steered aside by Crawford, 10 to go, and the puck bounced out to center. Striding ahead for it is Taves, staggering on. Taves pushed it wide. 2 seconds and one. The Blackhawks are Stanley Cup champions.
The Hawks, in unbelievable fashion, skated past the Bruins 3-2 to win the Stanley Cup in 6 games, 4-2. Winger Patrick Kane described those final moments when the Hawks were down and then up.
I mean, you think you're going back to Chicago for Game 7. You know, you tie it up. You think you're going in for overtime to regroup, and then you score 17 seconds later. It's just an unbelievable feeling. The highs and lows of this game were unbelievable.
Kane captured the Conn Smythe Trophy as the series' most valuable player with 9 goals and 19 points in a series in which he'd scored 7 goals in the last 8 games. The Blackhawks skate past the Bruins 3-2 to claim their second cup over the last 4 seasons, finishing up with a record of 16-7. The Cubs visit the Brewers tonight. White Sox host the Mets. Rafael Nadal is upset in the opening round at Wimbledon. But it's all about the Blackhawks and winning the cup in an abbreviated season. With sports at 15-45 on the home of the Bears, Eric Brown, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM.